Hamana, hamana, heya, hamana, hamana, ting, hamana, hamana, eat it out, eat it out, clean my house, clean, clean, clean. Oops. Hey, 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 twice. Work the thing, wear it mostly out. Right, twice. Come in. Do it. Hey, hey, ya. Oh, hey, ya.
Well, this bitch, she walk around with weed hanging down to her pussy.
Shut up. Okay.
She ain't getting no dick.
Mm-hmm.
Her face look like fuck face.
Okay, so this is the Madge Weinstein. Let's switch to the theme song. I haven't played that in a while. Where's the theme? Oh, Christ. How did you live delete from a soundboard? Hey, 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 hey. 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 Your mother does. Oh, what's right here? I didn't see it. Let's try this then. I was playing the theme song on the same channel I used to with the microphone, so I cut myself off. I cut myself off. All right, so remember that we used that little bitty rain dance to force me to clean, and so far it's working. I have been cleaning thanks to the Navajos. Right, and the show put out a new show for once. It was pretty much 90% me, 5% Mrs. Bodenheimen, and about 1% of Cheryl saying she might come to the pod cramp. I don't think she said for sure, though, but winkety 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 whorehole.org gasm slut. So, well, that'll be lots of fun. We'll get to meet all these new people. They're having a gay lesbian podcast gathering, from what I gather. And so I'll be there. Oot, so will the wintered wisdom. I'm staying with Griselders. I know you all care. I gotta call that thing. It's her birth. It was her birthday yesterday. I forgot to call her. Let's call this thing James' birthday celebration. Yeah, we passed that. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Let's call the Griselda. Shishy. Shishy, shishy, shishy. Okay, I'm not, you know, we're done calling. We're not all that on the show, but this is an exception. Seriously, it's just going to be quick. If she even answers, she's probably working at the beauty parlor, wherever she works. Is there such thing as an ugly parlor? I think Cheryl goes to the ugly parlor. Answer already. First. Answer the phone. Answer. Ants work. Oh, great. That's nice. Thanks. She's probably making a mochaccino java double vagina lactose intolerant latte for her mother with stink hair and bass and gospel music. Come on. Her door. Hello. Come on, answer. I'm not trying to bother you. Maybe she's having the sex. Sheldon, this is Madge Weinstein calling. Did I wake you?
No.
Well, listen, I have to apologize because I forgot to call you on your birthday, which was yesterday. Happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you.
What did you get? Any good presents?
Only one. What? Tiffany's diamond earrings.
Diamond earrings?
Yeah, from Tiffany's, your favorite store.
How much did they cost?
I don't know.
Can you find out?
Maybe if I had the internet, but I don't yet.
Why?
I don't have the internet yet in my new apartment.
Well, you're going to have it by the time I get there, too, right?
I better.
Okay. If not, I'll have to spend all day at the Starbucks. Because they have faster connections anyway, so it's okay. All right, Griselda, I'm going to continue with my show. I just wanted to have to relieve my guilt.
Oh. Well, I can't wait till you come visit.
Right, it'll be fun.
I don't have a bed for you yet, but I have a month to get one.
Well, we can always get one of those Aero beds.
Yeah, I do have my old box spring. So, you could always lay on that.
No. I'd rather buy you an Aero bed and leave it there.
Okay, well, I'll probably have a couch by the time you get here.
Okay. All right, well, I'll see you in about a month then. Won't that be swell?
That would be great. I can't wait to meet Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cheryl is actually not staying with us, but you will meet her.
Oh, good.
So you only need room for one.
Okay, well, I have a two-bedroom apartment, so if you bring anyone home, they can sleep in the living room.
Okay. But if you have a one-bedroom apartment, I got confused because you said there's an Italian family living there. Then it sounded
I live on the first floor, and they live on the second floor. It's a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay, but there's not hairy Italian people that come through and go into your refrigerator wearing, you know, Hanes
that's
underwear.
That's only you.
No, I don't do that. I don't walk around in my underwear.
Oh, okay. Well, you go in my refrigerator. There's a really good bakery nearby. You're going to get really fat.
Okay, that'll be great. Well, I got my Weight Watchers monthly membership card, so we can go to as many meetings as we want.
Oh, good, and we can go in this area. The people that go to the ones around here are much more exciting.
Well, you know what they say, the Jewier the better.
Yeah?
All right, I'll see you next month. Bye. Sorry about that, audience. I know I'm not really trying not to do that, to invite the telephone people, but it is Griselda's birthday. Well, it was yesterday. I hate to miss it. So I try to mark my birthday. Sometimes I forget it, you know? Anyway, hiya, hey. Oh, I have good news. Now, you will recall, okay, that Mr. Evil, who did the show notes a couple weeks ago when Glenn Turd was I don't know, he had a fisting accident or something. And by the way, starting next week, Dace is going to be doing the show notes. So thank you to Aya for that, Dace. Because Matt Blenturd is going to school. He's going to envelope stuffing school. I guess there's a new size envelope they have to learn how to stuff and lick. Plus there's the new stamp, which makes it, it's like algebra, calculus combined. So, Mr. Evil, remember I said I couldn't find the record you sent me, the CD, and I know you think I was lying and making an excuse that I didn't want to play it, but it was really true. So anyway, yesterday I was cleaning it, and I found it. Now this, I think you said to play track number one, which is called Luxurious Foam, from Evil's album Fantasmic Seam. Now his blog on the MySpace is myspace.com/EAVIL EAVIL. So it's like evil, but there's an A after the E or something. So this is that song. I'm going to play it, and I hope you all enjoy it. It's very avant-garde. possibly hurt more than my vagina. I better shut it off before it plays another one. Oh, no, it's done. That was Luxurious Found. Maybe I'll play another song from it later. By the way, if you have that kind of music, I like highly unclassifiable crazy music like that, then you just email me the track as an MP3 attachment. Rights to loadedlesbian@gmail.com. loadedlesbian@gmail.com. Zot. It's really good to use a zotic in your sentences whenever it's not necessary when you're Jewish. But zotic is a TS, but it's one letter. It's kind of fun that way. All right, so I scanned all my bills and my tax documents yesterday, my W-2s, my W-9s, my 9, whatever. All right, so I'll leave the scanner on for a few more minutes. It's enormous. Let's see what I got going. Oh, I was going to scan some video because, you know, I've been gone for 2 weeks. And I want to be able to have some video to work with, to edit. And have some VHS transferred. F-U-R-D. Transferred as interred. But where's my small 3.5-inch disk drive. Where was the thing? Oh, I farted but didn't put it in the microphone. All right, I'm finding it now. So we had the president, the moron in chief, and he'd be running around, acting all crazy. So it's apparently, from what I'm reading, Bush gave an order, or someone at the White House gave an order to Gonzalez to basically fire all of the prosecutors of the Justice Department who were giving them trouble as far as not doing exactly what the Bush administration does. If you don't understand why that is really, really bad, then you had better drop everything you're doing, quit your job, and study government or something, because this is ridiculous. The only reason they get away with it is because Americans are so fucking ignorant. Which is also partially the fault of the past 22 administrations that didn't give a fuck about education. Why can't I find? You ever had so many of these goddamn? Well, there's that painting I made in the mental hospital. You know, you make so many of these things, these bloater eye, plotoruses, and I forgot. I lost my train of psychosis. Putting stuff away. I have a small apartment, and I'm a pack rat. I'm a pack dyke. And pack dykes have a hard time throwing things away because of our, well, frankly, namesake. If you're a pack dyke, you don't like to throw the things out. By the way, I never did go get my antiscopic light filter, but I don't really need it anyway because I'm not bringing lights to Florida. Because Gary has a wonderful set of three-point lighting that has daylight gels, so I don't need to worry. Plus, I can always just go outside for once. Now that I'm on the Wellbutrins, I can go outside once in a while and not like up. Spend all day pondering, and by the time I get outside, it's fucking nighttime. What is this blue screen? I don't get it. Oh, I was recording. That's right, I was recording. Don't tell me it's been recording all night. For Christ's giant. Let's see. Okay, go to live. Oh, no, that's okay. Maybe I'll record some things. Yeah, I'll record some more of this videotape so that I can edit. Right, that's what I'm fintered do. Yeah. Finna be doing that so I can record that. Record. Okay. I don't know what these videos... You know, I have these old videos like the white trash. I don't know what half the shit is, but I just... Can you hear this? It's grown people naked, dressed up in feathers. Let me turn it down. I'm so turd it down. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to turn it up. And let's see, I got the David Serda videos. I watched all but four of them. Right now I'm in the middle of Joan Crawford in Rain. Not Rain Man, it's Rain. It must have been one of her first movies. It looks like a it looks like one of those. Oh, what is that? Some fucking disgusting fat woman sticking a dildo up her cunt, dressed up like a little girl. That's fucking nasty. Nasty the day. I got a giant. All right. So, oh, that is fucking gross. I can't believe I have to watch that nasty. I mean, I'm a lesbian and everything, but I don't always need to see vaginas, you know? I mean, that's just a stereotyping that... Why am I recording myself on two channels? That's not right. Is this sound... Does this sound... Hello, is this any different? I didn't mean to be doing that. All right. So, okay. Let's see, I gotta put things away now. I'm putting things away. This is cleaning. This is what people do sometimes, cleaning. Can you hear that? That's a piece of DVD, it's mini DV, a wrapper. So I'll take a quick look at my notes. I've been playing with this website called Twitter, which is retarded, and all everybody talks about is South by Southwest, which is basically a huge festival and where you're supposed to thank God if you don't have to go to it and see all those assholes. I think Callie Lewis is there, the person that lied to me, the person that used me to get information about negotiating with Podshow, but and used as an excuse to get information from me other, when she said, oh, I want an interview for my show, which was a year ago, and she never posted the interview when she lied about it. You know, if you're going to be phony, be honest about you being phony. Or if you're going to, like, you know, just tell me the truth. The truth is always more honorable. Like, well, Madge, you know, you're ugly and you don't fit my, you know, my corn dog of my corn dog eating fans don't like that. Oh, my God, he's eating pussy. So, you know, I have to say, so on the agenda for this pod cramp that I'm going to, it's like number 61. This is odd because, you know, normally when you have items at these pod cramps, which are events, you know, at an exponential or whatever. Oh, by the way, I posted out Foxed it. Oh, I told you that. You know, exponential things and all that. What was I going to say? Nah, I forgot it. I need to post a video today. Oh, my God, an electric news brief I have written by my Mac. And I haven't even done it yet. Oh, shite. So. Okay, what was I talking about? Oh, yes. So it's like somebody wrote down number 61. A live Skype chat with Callie Lewis. And Cheryl Blubbercon showed this to me. And she said, what's this match, you know? What's with her? She's such a famous person. She's got to be a Skype chat, live Skype chat. Well, yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to have a gynecological camera up my cunt, and I'm going to blast it over to the South by Southwest. I'm going to have a cunt cam. You can interview my fucking vagina from South by Southwest, where I think this whore is. Maybe Irina Slotsky can help, too. I added her to my Twitter, too. Irina Slutsky. Bill Streeter gave me her instant message. And one of these days, when I get back into talking to people on my show and not hating, maybe I'll call her. Mm-hmm. I hope she wrecks people. Anyway, she's a nicer wrecker, but she's definitely a wrecker, a pod wrecker. So number 61, you know, on this list of people that want to do shit at PodCrimp. Interview Callie Lewis via Skype. Live Skype. What? What the fuck? So somebody's masturbating about Callie Lewis wants to interview. So I'm just saying, I'm going to be sure to attend that one. Wink, wink. And I'm going to wear purple. My lesbian purple, which is sort of like Wonder Woman wearing those... that bullet bra with the silver foil. Mm-hmm. That was the Wellbutrin. Let me, it's not getting done quite as fast as I wanted it to, so I'm going to play the rain dance again a little bit more. Viacom sues Google. Oh, big fucking deal. All right, let's see. What's this, anyway? What is this?
I do good for you. A lot of prison breaks they're having. I do good for you. A lot of prison breaks they're having. There's a bit I did.
What? What are you mumbling?
One of the albums that I did for...
Prolapse.
And seeing the editors, in case you've heard the record, I did.
Mother with stick great. Hair, BC, lesbian Bob juice, Kemp Pie, Gerberheimer, Yeast,
Lornheimer, Nathan, the woman from the band Dvorak, and her two hooker friends, Iris Adrian and Glenda Farrell. They've had their break, you know.
Right, right.
Prison guards,
right.
The yard below.
Sorry, I'm talking too much.
To the tower, the warden, Jim Crone.
All right, Dutch. This is the warden. You've got 18 right. men down there, prison guards, who've served me faithfully. Give up, Dutch, and we'll meet any reasonable demands you men want, except the vibrators. Forget it. You're not getting them, Dutch. Can you hear me? This is the warden. Yada yada! Yada 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 yada, warden! Never mind those Louis Armstrong impressions. Give up. You're a rotten, vicious criminal, a menace to society. They're gonna start killing soon. Now the handsome but mixed up prison doctor, H.P. Warner.
God, I wish I had that much heroin in my packet. Christ on the Johnny.
Would you come up that Billy Daniels Jesuit dipper? Shut up, I'm the warden here in California.
Huh?
Got a job to do. You seem to forget, don't you, that I've got somebody to answer.
Sacramental is more like it. Sacramental. Hello.
That's just the warden again. You're pushing me too far.